Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Eczema is one of the commonest conditions of childhood, and for many, it continues into their later lives. Increasingly, patients are turning to complementary or alternative therapies, and a new Cochrane review in April 2013 examines evening primrose oil and borage oil. Joel Bamford from Duluth, Minnesota in the U.S. describes the findings.
Eczema is a disorder of the skin that is also known as atopic dermatitis. It usually starts in the first year of life and affects around 1 in 5 school-aged children. The severity may vary greatly over time. Although there isn't a cure, 60% of affected children will improve or clear up by adulthood. Eczema results in itching and soreness and a decreased quality of life from loss of self-esteem. Commonly, there is increased fatigue and irritability following many sleepless nights for both children and their parents. For most people with eczema, one of the mainstays of treatment is avoiding irritants such as soap and wool clothing. Also helpful are moisturizers, known as emollients, along with anti-inflammatory creams such as topical steroids. For some patients, oral antihistamines may help as well. When these treatments don't work, or people are afraid to use them because of fear of side effects, many individuals consider complementary alternative medicine. Currently, more than 1/3 of American adults use such treatments. Evening primrose oil and borage oils are derived from plants. They're currently advertised as being safe, non-prescription natural products, which, taken orally, are effective for eczema. Because there are conflicting reports on the effects of these oils when used for eczema, this Cochrane review was done to bring the evidence together. We found 27 randomized control studies from around the world, which evaluated treatments given to nearly 1,600 patients. 19 studies used evening primrose oil and 8 studies used borage oil. Each study also used a placebo group. The studies recruited children and adults and studied them for periods from 3 to 24 weeks. For evening primrose oil treatment, the results of 7 studies were combined in a meta-analysis, and that analysis showed that, as evaluated by participants and doctors, evening primrose oil failed to increase improvement in overall eczema symptoms more than the placebo did. Similarly, for borage oil treatment, there was no improvement of overall eczema symptoms compared to the placebo group. Between 5 and 10% of participants in both treatment and placebo groups experienced mild adverse effects such as stomach upset, cramps, or diarrhea, which rapidly cleared. None of the participants in these studies experienced any problem with bleeding. Because evening primrose oil decreases the normal ability to stop bleeding, it should not be taken during the 2 weeks before a major surgery. Furthermore, the package information which comes with the common blood thinning agent Coumadin warns against using primrose oil while taking this drug. Because the results of our statistical analysis of the effects is so precise, as demonstrated by their narrow confidence intervals, it was concluded that further studies of evening primrose or borage oil for eczema would be hard to justify. In summary, although taking either evening primrose oil or borage oil for up to 24 weeks it is well tolerated, these plant oils were no better than taking a placebo in the treatment of eczema.
If you'd like to read more about the evidence on evening primrose oil and borage oil and explore some of the other Cochrane reviews on eczema, you'll find them all at thecochranelibrary.com.